Jim McGovern, let me start with you. You are, of course, the Massachusetts 2nd District and right next door to where I live in the 1st District now. You and Richie Neal are now, who would have thunk it? Western Massachusetts.
I know, 2 chairs.
Western Massachusetts is probably the most important little hotspot in the country.
Absolutely. It's great. And to serve with Richie Neal is a great privilege. And he's the chairman of the Powerful Ways and Means Committee. So, I think that means a lot. And it's of great benefit to Massachusetts and to the country as well, because, under Richie Neal, you're not going to get a tax bill moved to the floor where, 90% of the benefits go to the top 1% income earners in this country. You're going to see fairness. And you're going to see, a very, very different approach to tax policy.
Speaking of taxes, a lot of people are really pushing my friend Richie to really get very, very tough on getting the Trump tax returns. What do you think about that?
Well, I think he intends to. What he wants to do is make sure that, when he moves forward on that, that all the I's are dotted and T's are crossed. So that it's beyond reproach and it's beyond legal challenge. So I know he's determined to do that, but I think he wants to make sure he does it right, because we have one shot at this, and I think he wants to make sure he's doing everything appropriately.
I couldn't agree more, for whatever it's worth. Now, let me ask you this. You have said that you will no longer accept corporate PAC money. And so if other politicians are still legally allowed to, where will that put you? Will it put you at a disadvantage?
Yeah. Well, I've thought about it. And certainly, some of the people who have raised money for me in the past have told me that I shouldn't do that. One of the first rules of politics is you don't leave money on the table. But one of my first speeches when I got elected to Congress in 1996 was about the need to clean up our political system, about the need for campaign finance reform. And I said then that, there's too much money in politics and it's corrupting our politicians and corrupting our policy. And now you fast forward to, 2019, and you've had Supreme Court cases like Citizens United that have made it very, very difficult to reel in the power of money. And it is, and our policies reflect big corporate interest. I mean, I mentioned that tax bill the Republicans passed. Again, most of the benefits went to the well-off and well-connected. I mean, we're told by every reputable scientist in the world that, that climate change is real. And yet the policies that come out of the Congress seem geared toward the fossil fuel industry. Prescription drug prices are skyrocketing, and yet we seem unable to be able to reel in the high cost of prescription drugs. Look, I believe a lot of that has to do with where the money's coming from. And I just feel that I'm at a point in my life where, I think in addition to pushing for legislative changes, I feel like I need to set an example. And it's, by the way, it's something my constituents have asked me about repeatedly over the last year and a half. And so I made the pledge in Northampton that, my campaign will no longer take any corporate PAC money. And I want it to be clear, where my allegiances lie. And I think it was the right thing to do. I feel good about it. What it will mean in terms of, my inability to raise money, we'll find out. But I just think we're at a point where I got to do more than just give speeches.
On the question of progressive legislation, there's a big push for a Green New Deal. Are you on that?
Yes, I am. The Green New Deal is not only about dealing with the climate crisis, but it's also about, paving the way for a new generation of decent paying jobs in the area of environmental technologies and clean, green, renewable energy. It's about basic justice and fairness for people in this country. And when some people say, well, it's too bold of an initiative, you're asking for too much all at once. Well, look, I mean, I can't tell you that we're going to get to, meet every deadline that is outlined in this legislation, but we're going to try. And there's nothing wrong with having big ideas and, trying to, get them implemented. You may not get everything, but you'll get a lot closer to where you want to be. And we have ignored this issue of climate change for too long. I mean, we are being told by the scientific community that we're running out of time. If we don't do something soon, we shouldn't even talk about it anymore because it'll be too late. And I believe, we have a new majority here in the House of Representatives. We can have this discussion. When the Republicans were in charge, we didn't have a single hearing on the climate crisis, not one. Everything was about how do we enrich the fossil fuel industry. That's changing. And, we're going to, put forward an agenda. And if people support it, which I hope that they do, then, we'll pick up more people in the next election. And maybe the Senate will turn Democratic and we'll get a president who actually believes in climate change. And we will be a leader in the world on this issue.
Speaking of which, the president has just appointed, or tried to appoint, we don't know if it'll be confirmed, an oil company lobbyist to be the head of the Department of Interior. What do you make of that?
I think the president's tone deaf for doing that. But it shows you where his allegiances are. And again, it's not surprising because just follow the money. I mean, the oil companies and the fossil fuel industry in general has been incredibly generous to this president. I mean, I never thought, no matter who became president, that would ever see a president embrace coal again. This guy does. You just follow the money. And we have an opportunity now to change the terms of the debate, to outline some initiatives to move us forward. Not only in the area of dealing with the climate crisis, but in terms of job creation and protecting people's rights in this country and more livable wages. I mean, we can't blow it. We have to be clear about where we stand and where we want to lead this country. And I think if we do it right, people will get it and understand that elections do matter. And that if you want more of what we're offering, you got to elect more Democrats.
Now, Jim McGovern, I love talking to you, but we only got 2 minutes left, and I'm choosing to go to one thing, and that's the Affordable Care Act. Are we going to have one? I mean, now that the Democrats are in control in the House, it seems to me there's a lot more leverage than when you weren't there.
Right. Look, I mean, the one thing that I can assure people is that we're not going to let this president undo the Affordable Care Act. The question is, where do we go beyond the Affordable Care Act? I mean, some of us believe in a Medicare for all approach or a single payer approach. Others have more incremental approaches. But I mean, what we need to be doing now is not just protecting what we have. We need to figure out ways to expand healthcare protections for people all across this country and making healthcare more affordable. Because as I said before, when you look at the cost of prescription drugs, for example, I mean, they continue to skyrocket, and not just new brand drugs. I met with a group of families whose loved ones have diabetes, and they're telling me about the cost of insulin continues to rise, that they can't quite understand why is a drug that's been around for so long still so expensive? And why is it that the same drugs available in Canada are so much cheaper? We need to do things differently here. All these breakthrough drugs, all these breakthrough healthcare procedures don't mean a damn thing if you can't afford them. And so my hope is that where our focus is now on not just protecting the Affordable Care Act, but how do we build on it?
It's always a pleasure to talk to our friend Jim McGovern, Massachusetts 2nd District, a guy who we really have a lot of respect for. Jim, I'm so delighted you've made the time, even though you're chairman of the Rules Committee, to come on and see us. It's so great. Thanks again.
It's always great to be with you. Thank you.